Every day on the American highway, drivers flash their lights to let oncoming motorists know there's a cop ahead.
Weekend Edition essayist Alfred Lubrano.
It's civic subversion on a massive scale, a shared us-against-the-man gesture. Citizens thinking on the fuzz. Not long ago, I found myself doing it too, flicking the Honda headlights to warn my roadway brothers of a smoky in the weeds brandishing a radar gun. Then I remembered the state police that my wife and I invited to sit in a corner of our driveway to help catch the crazies who speed by our place. That makes me a hypocrite, but I'm not the only one. Many Americans have a paradoxical relationship with police. We buy radar detectors to outfox them, decry their excesses in Los Angeles, New York, Seattle, Cincinnati, their racial profiling on the New Jersey Turnpike. But we never hesitate to call on them when trouble scratches on our windows after midnight. Cops don't like people like me. I know because, as a former police reporter, I used to scrutinize their work. I'd write stories about black and Hispanic men dying in police custody, then have detectives scream at me the next morning for second-guessing them. Polls show that the divide between urban minorities and cops is growing, while most whites are okay with them. It all depends on your experience. It's important, I know, not to condemn all cops, as many of my friends do. But it's also true that police aren't like most people. Dr. Ellen Kirschman, a California police psychologist, told me that their training literally changes their brains. When you live on constant alert, you become a different person. Untrusting, suspicious, unable to socialize with others. Yet, cops also tend to be decisive, intelligent people. Ultimately, we want cops to have the power to protect us, but the self-restraint not to push us around. Are they friend or enemy? That's always a tough call. Kirschman tells the story of a rookie cop being shadowed by an older one just to check up on him. As he was driving, the young officer later told Kirschman he spied the spy in his rearview mirror. His first reaction, Kirschman says, was to think just like any of us. Oh my God, there's a cop following me.
The story you have just heard is true. The names were not changed to protect essayist Alfred Lubrano.